The employees have been touted as the biggest risk to cybersecurity, more so now that perimeter security lines are blurred and more people are working from anywhere using their own devices. Does allowing staff to work remotely increase the risk of cyber attacks? For more on this, here is Charles Uckerman, Group CEO at AVS Cyber International.
Think of people that work in a factory or people that work in a mine. It is quite important that they go through health and safety induction and things like that. And the reason for it is there's a risk for the business and there's a risk that people can get injured and so on. Now, exactly the same principle is true for people working on IT networks. There's a huge business risk for the organization. If people work on that network and they do silly things, they could compromise the company that they work for without even knowing it. And I think to create that awareness that they are responsible as individuals to make sure that the company is not compromised is needs to be done through a cyber awareness process. It can't happen by itself, and that's the big reason why now it's even more important than before.
Now, I suppose it is important to build a resilient business where cybersecurity is a priority, isn't it? And why is cybersecurity still seen as an IT issue rather than a business issue?
It's a brilliant question. I think because it's related to IT, people think, well, IT is responsible for it. But it's not. It's a risk management. So anyone responsible for risk in the organization, and it's an HR issue because it's people. It's not to do with physical technology and hardware and pieces of software and all sorts of configurations. It is actually the people that are working with these systems that needs to be educated. Almost like on the same principle as if they work on Excel or on Word or on Outlook and so on, that training and awareness or that training how to use that software is an HR thing because it has to do with productivity. It has to do with efficiency. And hence why it's very much an HR and a risk management thing. IT in this case. Is only the custodians of the platforms, but they are definitely not the owners of the people that has to be educated to know how to use the software and how to be responsible users of IT.
And just briefly, because we are completely out of time, Charles, I suppose unless one has the active involvement of staff, your efforts may not offer the return on investment on your security investment that you expect. So you want a system where cybersecurity practices are integrated seamlessly into everyday jobs. How should companies approach training to succeed in creating a cybersecurity culture? Just briefly, one minute.
1 minute. There's no instant solution. So you can't just do a presentation, take everyone in the boardroom, show them what cybersecurity is about, and then think that you've done your job. Adults take longer to learn, which means you have to change behavior. Behavior change is not something that happens overnight. It takes time. So it will take up to a year to take your organization through a cultural change of cyber awareness. So that's the only way to do it. It's a take a year program and give it to the staff in bits and pieces and let them start thinking differently about cyber so that there's a behavior change. That is the only way to be efficient in that whole process.
That's Charles Uckerman, a group CEO at AVS Cyber International, speaking to Kumbele Mungelele. It is 7:44 Central African Time, and you're listening to Africa Rise and Shine.